Okay, next up is Jamie Kilstein. He's a comedian from New York. He runs a podcast called Citizen Radio, which I thoroughly recommend. It's great. He does a whole bunch of other stuff that I don't actually know, so I'm not going to bother reeling them off here. But hopefully I get a chance to check them out at some time. I'm at uni and working, so I've got a busy schedule. Don't really have time to sort of know everything. But the radio show is awesome. The podcast, it rocks. So go see that, Citizen Radio. He was fantastic at the event. Non-Sound Collector, unfortunately, I didn't get to see because he was on the Saturday night ticket, on the dinner ticket, and they were completely sold out. I would have loved to have gone, but I missed that. But I got to see Jamie, and it was only a short set. It went for about 15-20 minutes, and it was absolutely hilarious. There were two people at the event that got standing ovations. One of them was Richard Dawkins, obviously, and the other was Jamie Kilstein. Now, I want you guys to send him an email. If you're from WA, send him an email to say, we want you to come to Perth, or contact him on Facebook. You can look him up, he's there, become a friend, and let him know that you want him to come here, because I want him to come here, and I want to see his full show. I haven't seen his full show yet, and it's disappointing me. But yeah, other than that, the interview only went for 10 minutes, because we were kind of pressed for time. We did the interview just in a lunch break, and he was up next, like he was literally the next act when we went back in, so he had to run inside a little bit early and get prepared for that. So we only went for 10 minutes, didn't get to quite ask all the questions I wanted. Hopefully at some point I'm going to be able to give him a call or something and ask him another few questions or whatever. Hopefully at some point in the future. But in the meantime, we've got this. It's 10 minutes. It's all very fascinating. And yeah, enjoy.
Set?
I'm fine standing if
you're I'm happy standing.
Cool.
Rightio. So your name is Jamie Kilstein, yeah?
Yes.
And you are a...
nail on this.
We're winning. You're a comedian from LA?
New York.
New York.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I've been telling everyone you're from LA.
No, it's all right. It's like... It's LA if LA read books.
Okay, yeah. I've heard that one since, Bill Hicks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there are still as many shattered dreams in New York.
Yeah.
Just, I feel like we're more cultured.
Mm. Yeah, I just thought with the whole, like, vegan, non-drinking sort of thing, that's kind of like a Californian thing.
New York, we have vegan pizza delivered to me in Brooklyn.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking awesome.
How do you make the melty cheese out of, like, non-dairy?
They do it now with soy cheese, and there's also a kind of, we only have 10 minutes, I'm wasting your questions.
Okay, yeah, sorry, dude.
I'm sorry, it's called diet cheese, though, it's really good. It's like okay. Some Spanish potato, I don't know, it sounds weird. It sounds grosser than it is, it's really good.
Alright, no worries. Why is atheism important to you?
It's more than atheism. You know, lots of people that you'll interview will probably talk about atheism specifically. I like to come at it from a little different angle, where I feel like if the world wasn't as religious as it would be, atheists wouldn't really think about it. You know what I mean? Like, we get a lot of shit because people say, well, aren't you as bad as religion? Because you advertise being an atheist, isn't it the same thing? And it's not the same thing. I think if we had the choice, if the world was a safe, tolerant world, we would be at home watching The Simpsons or doing science experiments.
Yeah.
However, because religion is taking away rights from women, taking away rights from gays, restricting science and education, you kind of need these people who don't believe in it to, you know, fight back for equality. Not fight back in the name of atheism, because then it gets kind of into rough territory. But just fight for equality. Fight for gay rights. Fight for women's rights. Take care of the environment. Take care of the poor. Some of these things, oddly enough, were said in the Bible. Some of them were not. And so, you know, if it has... So we kind of have to organize, because if we didn't organize, you know, the religious right are so powerful that they get everything done. Same thing's happening, take it out of religion. Same thing's happening with the Democrats right now. We have the majority in America. We have the president, Obama, and Obama's still pushing a right-wing agenda because Democrats stay home, Democrats are more apathetic, and right-wing people are up at 6 in the morning to be fucking crazy, but they're being crazy They're unified in it.
Yeah, and they're all loud saying the same thing over
totally.
And over.
Totally. They're unified and crazy.
And whereas liberals tend to be more fractured because they actually like to have a discussion and actually go to the effort.
Right. It's very, like, you know, there are all different kinds of causes. We can't find one cause. I'm at an atheism convention with an animal rights shirt. Like, I'm just as guilty.
Yeah.
when you're compassionate for everybody, it's really hard to stay on message. Mm. Whereas I feel like Republicans can just be like, let's just be fucking really mean. And that's easy.
Yeah. I kind of think that's the job of atheists is to make atheism redundant.
Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't be an issue. And, you know, you get into this really... I've been reading a lot of op-eds against this convention, and it's tough because they use a lot of the arguments that we use against them, where they're like, they're just the same, and we're not. So that's why I've been trying to get this message out more, where it's like, dude, if we didn't have to gather... We wouldn't. We have shit to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the problem is you fucking crazy assholes keep chipping away at equality and science and our children's education. So it's like, if we don't get together, you're going to rule the planet probably only for a decade because it's going to end.
Mm. I always think it's funny when particularly Republicans talk about states' rights when really what they're talking about is... just disguised bigotry.
It's a scam.
And I've never understood. I suppose the idea is you're going for the smaller government that has more interest in the people, but how
does an
individual
rights? That's not. And a lot of left-wing people are starting to fall for it because they want little government because the government's fucked up so much. The problem is the Republicans are only small government when it is conducive to their agenda. So they're small government when it comes to funding schools. They're small government when it comes to giving health care to their citizens. Mm-hmm. But who's trying to restrict women's rights? That's the government telling a woman what to do with her body. The government telling schools to teach abstinence only. The government that doesn't let gay people marry. The government who locks people up in prison for minimum mandatory sentences for having a dime bag of weed while the people in Washington can bomb civilians in any Middle Eastern country. I mean, that's the thing. We have big government when it fits their agenda.
Yeah.
But when it comes to basic civil rights, that's where they're like, well, government should take care of the queer problem. We just don't want them giving money to children or paving our roads. It's insane.
It is. It's hard to imagine the kind of mindset that it takes
mean.
To buy this sort of stuff.
Selfish, mean, narcissistic. It's the people who, you know, the reason... George Bush won. Well, the reason George Bush won was a Supreme Court coup, but it shouldn't have been that close. And it's because he got on TV and he said, you're right. He said, don't change. You know, that's what Sarah Palin said. Sarah Palin said, you know, they want to tell you not to drive your big car. They want to tell you not to go hunting. Yes, we do, because we want the fucking earth to be here for your fucking cunty grandkids. You know what I mean? But people buy it. They're like, yeah, why should I change?
Yeah.
And that's it. People don't want to change. And the Republicans play into that. They play into just pandering and telling people not to change. And fear. You know, if you don't do it, we're going to blow up. The government wants to, you know, rape your grandparents. I don't know what they say. But shit like that.
Righty. If it could be demonstrated that religion did not cause the harm that it does, would you still feel the need to voice your criticism?
I mean, certainly not as much. But yeah, because I feel like something that's not really talked about is, you know, even moderate. So like, all right, people I know, for example, I forget, is this for your school or newspaper?
School newspaper.
Oh, perfect. So it won't get back to my family. So my family, totally little L liberal. So left wing, pro-gay, right? Well, some of them. The ones I'm thinking about right now, not the crazy ones. The other ones, pro-gay rights. Blah, blah, blah. But they still believe in God, and I've seen them use God as a crutch. And I used to do this too, where, you know, you believe in God because there's really no, you don't see any consequences in not. But what are the pros? You get to go to heaven and fucking eat pancakes and see your dead cats or whatever they tell you. And that's a pretty good wager, you know what I mean? And so they use it as a crutch. So if you see a homeless person and you believe in God, even moderately, even if you're spiritual, not religion, religious, that awful fucking college girl phrase, college everybody, that was unnecessarily sexist.
My mom defines herself as spiritual, so.
I did. I was like, spiritual, not religious. It's just another another empty platitude.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you see a homeless guy, and instead of doing something, you think, oh, God will take care of it. Mm. You know, you may not think that right away in those words, but subconsciously, you're like, there's no way that if there's a God looking out for us, that's going to happen. So yeah. You don't do anything. If you make a promise to yourself, whether it's to quit drinking, stop gambling, stop cheating on your boyfriend, girlfriend, and then you fuck up, you don't take responsibility, and you say what? You say God had a plan.
Yeah.
When people say God has a plan, that's just their way of saying, I don't want responsibility for what's about to happen. It's their way of handing it off to somebody else. It's using God as this ultimate scapegoat, as this fall guy. And I think that's a waste. I think that if you start living your life for you, you'll find it's much more fulfilling because, you know, when you accomplish something, it's not God, you accomplished it. Hmm. When you get into a good university, God didn't do it. You get to thank your family, and you get to thank your teachers, and you get to thank the people who are actually here doing stuff. If you find the person you're in love with, you did that. It wasn't soulmates. You get to be like, we fucking did that. That's awesome. And I think that people would actually lead a much more fulfilling life if they
took responsibility for those sorts of things.
Totally. And I think would also be a much more generous planet. You know what I mean? Because we would be like, we have to do this. You know, no one else is going to do it. We have to. Peter Singer talks a lot about, you know, donating and helping the poor and stuff. You know, you have to do that because if you can't write it off and be like, God's doing it, you know, what is there?
Yeah.
So it is up to us. So yeah, so I guess I would.
Okay. Can we just talk about the WBC for a little while? I know you talk about them in your sketch, the Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah.
And I find them fascinating because, I mean, obviously they're basically evil, but at the same time, they take what's written in the Bible seriously,
yeah.
And I can't help but have some kind of respect for that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's sort of, feel free to quote any of my stand-up from, or like the letter, which is up on YouTube, that they wrote me, but now I'm to the point where I'm kind of like, you know what, like, when they're in the moment, when they're protesting a funeral, that's like fucking so evil, and, you know, then you're like, I hate you, you're evil, you know, all that stuff. You gotta respect freedom of speech, but it's just shameless, right?
Mm.
But there's another part of me that's like, they're so fucking crazy that if you're a minor league homophobe, right? So you're not, you know, maybe you don't even believe in the Bible. Maybe you're just like kind of a dick, right? And you see people like that and you know that they have your same beliefs. You know that they agree with you, that they're on your team, that might make you reconsider those beliefs.
Yeah.
If you're like, fuck, those guys agree with me? Jesus Christ, they're crazy. Do we have to go? All right, cool. If you have to finish this, you can just email me questions.
No worries, man. Oh, cheers for that. Hey.
Was that enough?
It'll do for now. I'll email you later.
I'm going to be handing out flyers.
All right, no worries, man. Oh, all right. Cheers, dude.